Welcome to the Liberty Church podcast. We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the word of God, you are encouraged and challenged and that your faith is stirred. To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you and I free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us. He's not going to make us. He has already made us. Stand fast in this liberty. So it is not about the liberty, the freedom. It's about you and I standing fast in that liberty. So there is nothing wrong of what Jesus has done, the freedom he has given you and I. He is telling you and I that we should stand fast in it.
Okay.
We're going to start a series, Occupy Your Space. But it's very important, go back to the scripture, please, Joy. Thank you. It is very important for us to know before I occupy my God-given space in this life, wherever I must be able to know where I am standing and in whom I am standing. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So if I am in bondage, it has nothing to do with the devil. It has nothing to do with the enemy. It has everything to do for me yielding to the activity of the enemy. The devil don't come in here. Nobody comes in here but me and you. God can't do nothing. The devil can't do nothing for us until we yield ourselves to either God or the devil. So, church, it is time for us to occupy our space. But it is very important that occupying that space that God has given to you and I, we occupy it with full audacity and authority in whom we serve. The Lord said to me when I was standing here in the course of the worship, he said, tell them that they are the extension of the Father in heaven. So me, you, we are the extension of God here on earth. But it takes revelation of seeing who you are to manifest that extension in your workplace, in your family, in your marriage, wherever you are. Somebody said, Kobe, don't you acknowledge the pain I am going through? Yes, I do. We go through pain. But you see, we don't concentrate on the pain. We concentrate on what God has said concerning that pain. Occupy your space. I said, occupying your space is occupying his space for you. See, whether we like it or not, we bring our identity or who we are to the space we occupy. until we are able to know. Let's go to Acts chapter 17, 28 to 29. Acts chapter 17, 28 and 29. Hope you brought your Bibles. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. I don't know about you, but when I read this scripture, I don't want to just let it go. The world is waiting for living epistles. The world is waiting for us as a church to live or to demonstrate what we say this Bible says. I came to challenge you and I that it's not to read this and say amen. You must be able to place a demand on it and see it reality in your life and in my life. He said, in him we live. Remember, we also live in this world. But I can live in this world and not live in this world. We are in this world, but not of the world. In him we live. We are living here, but we live in some realm. In him we live. For you to influence the space you occupy, you must be able to know that you live in him. And you have your being in him. Am I making sense, church? In him I live. So everything I am doing is coming out of him. I move. So in my moving in my marriage, in my moving in my family life, in my moving in my work life, I am moving in him so I can manifest him to my friends and to wherever I am. In him we live. In him we move and have our being. Where do you have your being? Where do you have your identity? He says, in him we have it. So the world or wherever you are must begin to have a feel of God when you are there. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. The totality of the believer in Christ is in the Father. And you see, the creation cannot determine the identity. It is the creator that determines the identity of the creation. When creation begins to identify who they are, there is chaos. There is a problem. Because in him we live and have our being. So for you to know you, you must know him. I'm going ahead of me. It is said that there are about 7 spheres of societal influence, or some will call it mountains. We have religion, we have art and entertainment, we have business. We have family, we have, talk to me if you know, government, we have education, thank you. These are the 7 societal influence. And bless God, God has put us in those places to bring influence there. But you see, until we know who we are in Christ and what we stand for, we can't influence the society. The society will be influencing us and we'll be running away from them. We are to bring influence wherever we are. That is the space you occupy. God wants you to bring influence in that space. How is your workspace? How is my workspace? Am I influencing there? Or are they influencing me? Occupying your space. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Let's go to the beginning, because it starts from there. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and then we jump to verse 15. And God, then the Lord God formed man of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. Verse 15. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. So God formed man. And after forming man, he put him in a space for him to influence that space. God formed you, created you, and have put you in a space. So, you see, the believer in Christ don't take for granted wherever he or she is. God put you in a place for you to influence that place. He told Adam and Eve, you tend this place, you cultivate this place, and you serve this place. But you all know that if you are in a garden and you don't serve the garden, or you don't take charge over the garden, something else will take charge. They are called weeds. Am I all right, sir? So until we take our place with this absolute truth of God, wherever we are, there are weeds that are springing out in this our world, in this our generation. Why? Because we are not taking our place. We are shying away, shying away from the truth of God's word that can bring life to where we are. The space we occupy. He told Adam, you take charge and what? Keep and serve this garden. Where is your garden? Where is your space? Where is your garden? Where is your space? See, God has given us everything we need to make sure where we are responds to the truth. We don't focus, careful with my words here, we don't focus on the circumstance. See, there's a scripture that Lana read about the Red Sea. You know, that marvels me when we said it in the prayer meeting, when Moses said, let's go to Exodus, I think Exodus 14. When Moses said, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, when Moses told the people, stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. Have you read that scripture? That was wrong. God didn't say stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Moses was afraid. But what did God say? Let's read the scripture. The Lord, verse 13, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm reading from Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will see again no more. This is the word of the Lord. 14. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. No, 15. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Why do you cry to me, Moses? tell the children of Israel to go forward. Amen. It's not time to stand still to see his salvation. If you are a born-again believer in Christ, you are already saved. It is time to demonstrate your salvation to the nations, your space. To stand still and see the salvation of the Lord said, no, it's not time to stand still. It's time to demonstrate what you believe. Walk through this Red Sea. We've cried to the Lord for too long. It is time for us to demonstrate who he says we are in him. No standing still here. It's time to move forward. It's time to command. It's time to speak forth the word of God. That is how we can occupy our space. Other than that, church, we will hear news coming here and there, and we'll be asking, where is God? If it is not here, it's coming. We will hear news, and we'll be asking, where is God? My challenge is that, where is the believer? Where is the believer? Is the believer knowing who he or she is? Or is the believer running helter-skelter, chasing after businesses? I'm not against business or work. It's very important. It's needed. He that does not work should not what? Eat. But you see, it's time for you to know who you really are in this book. Is what God's saying about me, is it true? Spend time with the word for yourself, knowing who the Christian is. The enemy is not afraid of us coming to church and going. No. He is not. In fact, he can even push us to go to church often. The enemy is only afraid of believers that know who they are. I know somebody said, I don't know who said it, that maybe I was listening to a preacher or something, and then one church pastor was saying, they were complaining that the church was closed. And then the Lord said to him, your church has been closed even before COVID. It's not now COVID, they said, shut the church. And he said, your church has been closed even before COVID. The people are coming to church, but the church is closed. The enemy is not afraid of us gathering. He is afraid of the gathering that knows those that gathers. It's challenging. I'm challenging myself because until we stand as who we are in him to occupy the space God has brought us, we go nowhere. We'll be crying to him all the time. We'll be crying to him all the time. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. Like Moses was doing to the children of Israel. You guys stand here yesterday, cry to him. But in him we live. The word live there is enjoying the true life, the resurrected life of Christ. Hey. So keep, he said, and have influence. I said that your identity space can only be found in God. Knowing him is knowing you. If you don't know him, you can't know you. If you don't know him, you can't know you. So if I want to know me, I must know him. For we are created in his image. So if I want to know me, I better know him. And when I know him, and I begin to have a revelation of me, nothing stops me. Because I am created in his image. Now, I hear in my spirit, some of you are here, and you just pushing back a bit. Why? Because of that challenge you are in. It is making you push back to this message. I hear it in my spirit. You are pushing back because if Kobe, you are saying this, why am I going through this? May I encourage us? It's not time to push back. Because as you push back, the enemy is glorified and you don't get to live where or how God wants you to live in. I will never give in to my experience or to human experience. I give in to God's word. It's not in my notes, but let's go to 2 Corinthians because I just feel this. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Talking about Paul. Verse 22, going. It says, And they are Hebrews, so am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequently. In death, often. From the Jews, 5 times I received the 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. See, Paul is listing what he was going through. But he was not pushing back what God said. He was going through all this pain, but it was not holding him to submit to the pain. He was submitting to what God has said so he can occupy his space. That is why we can still read. He wrote more than half of the New Testament. But if Paul was just submitting to what he was going through, we wouldn't have part of the New Testament, no. You can read it at home, what he says, or what he listed. Let me just jump on because of time. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. For you are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you that were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We're dealing with occupy your space, and I'm going to identity because it takes your identity to occupy that space really well. This is just an introduction, okay? I'm John the Baptist. The other guys will come and just continue with it. I just paved the way as a way of introduction to occupy your space. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. The baptism here is not water baptism. It's our spiritual union with God. It's you being brought into Christ. And it says that if you have been brought into Christ, you have put on Christ, Phil. What is the meaning of this? I have put on Christ. So, everywhere I go, who goes? Christ, because I have put on Christ. See, this is our identity in him. The Greek word put, you can't go to the slide. It's like sink into a sack, Joy. Sink into a sack or into a cloth. Have you seen this? See, when it says you have put on Christ, it means that you've been put into a sack and you've been sealed. So who would you see if I am in this sack? Who will you see, or what will you see? Talk to me, church. The sack. You will never see me because I am not there. Paul will say, I am dead. And the life that I live now, I live by the faith of Christ who lives through me. See, but we can't end there and say we put on Christ. For me, I must experience it. So if Christ is the one living out, something must happen in my space. Other than that, this book is not true. But if it is true that I have put on Christ, I've been sinking to a sack called Christ, it must happen. But you see, it doesn't just happen that way. That is where discipline of giving your mind to the word of God comes in. Paul will say, you renew your mind to agree with what scripture have said. If we don't go on renewal of mind on daily basis, we will never experience what the Bible says. Because that old mind will still be dictating for us. It's time for the space you occupy to see that there is somebody you've been sink into that is living through us. And then it says that dwell in him and he in us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 13, we dwell in him and he dwells in us. So where are you dwelling? Are you dwelling in him or you are dwelling somewhere else? He has brought you into him, therefore we dwell in him. He dwell in us. For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God, and Christ becomes your life. Oof. I don't know about you, but can you just read a scripture like this and just... I spent months meditating on only this scripture, Colossians chapter, months. And somebody said, one friend of mine said, can't you move on? I said, I can't move on. If I'm able to grasp this alone, I am okay with my Christian life. If I'm able to get understanding of this, and people begin to see in my life this, I'm okay with my Christian life. Because that is the totality of the Christian life, that people see Christ in you. Yeah, amen. Anywhere I walk through, they will know that I am the light of this place. I'm not praying to become the light of the place. You are the light of the place. Christ is in there with you. Occupy your space. Where the world is going now, if we don't occupy our space, we've really disappointed redemption and God. But I believe God is raising a new breed of believers that in their closet now, they are working on themselves to face anything that will come, because it is coming, if it's not already here. And some of us are digging into who we are, because what will save you is not God. God has already saved you. What will save you in this end time is the revelation about you, yourself. That what will save you. Not about God is not coming to save you, because he's done it all. What else do we need God for? Somebody said, you're praying for more power, more power. And I said, what power do you want again? Even if you need more power, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Have you finished using that power? He said, no, stop praying about power. God don't have any power to give to us anywhere, because he has placed himself in us. Where is he going to get the power again? He has placed himself in you. He in us. He in me. He in me. So I don't pray, God, give me more power, give me more anointing, give me more. No, I have him. I just need that. That is why Paul prayed to the people that they are, that that the knowledge of you, you'll be renewed. Come on, give it to me. That the spirit of wisdom and the, come on, in Ephesians chapter 3, that the, come on, Shaha. Have you forgotten that scripture? Okay. He's the Bible teacher, so he should know all this. That we have a revelation about us. That's what I'm talking about. Have a revelation. Praying for revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge about you and I. Amen. I'll just put it here. The way you're looking at me, Bev. Okay, no, joking. So, church, what am I saying? I am saying this, that we call to occupy space, not just space, God-given space for you. Before we can occupy this space, we must know who we are, whom we are. We must have a clear identity of ourselves. The I am space. You must know who you are. Other than that, you will still be wallowing in identity crisis. And that is not what God wants you to be. That is all we're talking about. And that's what is going to take us to December or wherever we go, with occupying your space. Your space can only be occupied when you really know who you are. If you don't know who you are, it is time for you to invest in who you are. One of the ways, or three ways, first is by the word of God. In Proverbs 4, he says that, give attention to my word, my son. Give attention to my word. When you give attention to his word, you begin to know you. When you pray in the spirit, you begin to know you. When you have fellowship with the brethren, it says, iron sharpeneth iron. When you have fellowship with the brethren, begin to know who you are. So, church, the ball is now a court. It's time for us to, Lana, if you want to come over, it's time for us to know that we are called to occupy a space, and the people must hear about the God that is in you and I. I want to challenge you, go home and begin to think about your identity, your space. How is your space looking like? How is your garden looking like? Are you shying away from who you are in at your workplace? Or are you being bold of who you are wherever you go? When I was working as an architectural draftsman, you will know that I'm a Christian. I don't hide it. And I don't, it's not like I go around preaching to everybody. No. But I want to be demonstrated what God's word says. Amen. I think they want to kick me out. I can hear something from behind. Okay, I want to pray with some people here. You don't know your space. When I was praying, the Lord said to me, there are some that don't know their space. I want to pray with you. If you are not sure of where you are called to function, let's pray for you. And I promise you, by the close of this week, you will emphatically, definitely know this is where God has placed me to function. You want to be on your feet for a moment, and then we'll close from here. So I want to pray for you. We're talking about occupying your space. If you don't know, okay, there are some of you are engaged in some places, some work, but that's not a space of God for you. You know it yourself. You know it. You know there is something more to it. Want to believe God for you as we pray with you. Let's take a song, and then we will pray together, and Phil will take over. Amen. Can we just be on our feet, please? You are that person, please don't feel shy. Come, let's pray with you. Don't come after the service. I know it happens a lot, that people come after the service for prayer. This is an opportunity. Come, let's pray together, and then let's close it. Thank you.